I started playing in 2014 and just graduated high school, and I didn't have much to do before starting college. Yeah, I played casually for over a year, like on and off. But then when I started college, one of my classmates was actually like a Hearthstone Legend player. And at the time, I was like, oh, dang, Legend. He must be really, really good. And then kind of helped me get to that level as well. And then he stopped playing, and I took it really seriously.
So what's a legend player?
So Hearthstone has a ranking system. When you play non-casual games, you start from like rank 25, going up till rank 1. And then if you beat rank 1, you get to the legend level, which is where instead of being ranked 1 to 25, you're ranked directly against other players on the same server. So at the end of every month, like Hearthstone will tell you how well you did for that month before resetting your rank. So if you reach legend, it always says that you reached the 0.25% top players of Hearthstone for that month.
0.25, you were taking it really seriously.
Yeah, but when you think about it, Hearthstone has like several million people playing it. 0.25% is actually quite a hefty chunk as well.
These days you do a lot of what they call casting, but what does that actually mean?
So casting is just your fancy esports term for commentary. So I do something that's akin to what sports commentators do. I like to think of myself as like the dudes on the desk for WWE because those are the funnest ones. Except I talk about video games and plays and cards instead of people beating each other up.
So your kind of job almost is making sure that spectators can get the most out of it.
Yeah, that's right. It's pretty challenging in that aspect because it's always tough to balance between giving commentary that's really accessible to maybe newer players, people from like rank 25 to rank 5, versus people who are at legend level and are in the competitive community because they really look for hardcore analysis. But I really like the job, so I can't complain. I didn't really explain Fireside Gatherings, I think, which are basically Blizzard-sponsored events, but indirectly. They just have a website where anyone can go on and say that, hey, I have a space and I have stable Wi-Fi. Can you let me host a fireside gathering? So those people that set them up are called innkeepers, and then they can basically host a small Hearthstone event, which may or may not have a tournament. It's just for people to get together and play Hearthstone, actually, in any small local space. So I got my start going to fireside gatherings at a board game cafe that was really near my university. So they'd have like small tournaments every Sunday, and I would join those as a player until about like 8 weeks in. The owner wanted to have kind of a bigger event, so he hosted a fireside in a shopping mall instead. And because it was more people joining, he wanted to stream the tournament, and he asked me to be one of the casters. So that's actually the first thing I ever did, and I was super nervous, even though there was like less than 20 people watching. And then from there, one of the people who works at ESL Southeast Asia was at the event, and then he asked me if I wanted to do a bigger Hearthstone event, which was like still local. I think it was called Esports and Gaming Summit, which is something held in a convention center in my area every year. So obviously Hearthstone is not the most popular game, so the majority of the space was taken up by Dota and LoL, and then Hearthstone was just like a tiny little corner shoved to the side. And then so I was there, and I did that event also for a very small handful of viewers, but it was fun. And then from there, the guy running the event recommended me to Blizzard Southeast Asia because the Malaysia Major was coming up, and that was around December 2016, and that was my first Blizzard official event. And from there, I've just been getting more stuff, and I'm super happy to be here.
So, how do you kind of get picked to commentate? Like, how do you cast for a match?
So it's actually different from event to event and between people because I'm actually from the Asia Pacific region. I'm from the Philippines, and the casters from this region are very few and far between. It's actually, as far as I know, the ones that cast in English are just me and an Australian caster, Jackson Davey.
Wow.
Recently, at least, for the more visible events. So if you're talking like small open tournaments or like local events just hosted by local fireside gatherings, is what they call it, when it's just a bunch of people gathering around in a small place. You can stream that and have anybody talk over it, and that's already casting. But if you're referring to casting for major tournaments or tour stops, which is what I'm going to be doing in Australia this weekend, the process is generally that the people organizing the events will approach you as a caster. And so you need to have some level of establishment in the community already to be able to do these bigger events.
So you did mention the tour stop. So it's the Hearthstone Championship Tour. I think it's 24th and 25th. So as you said, this weekend, what will you be doing?
I will be flying over and frolicking with kangaroos and eating Vegemite. No. Did that sound a little too stereotypical? I'm sorry. I'm just going to be there to talk about Hearthstone. So the tour stop is actually the offline portion of an online qualifier that was held, like several of them that were held throughout the past 2 months, in which like hundreds of Hearthstone players from all over the world were competing online. And then they took the top 16 and put them in this offline event where they're able to gather points for the Hearthstone Championship Tour. So basically you gather points to try and get to the biggest stage, which is the World Championship. So my job is to be talking about these players as they play the game and also explaining what they're doing on the board in the Hearthstone game itself.
Are you excited?
Absolutely. I love to travel. And I actually went to Sydney last December also for another Hearthstone event, but it was different in nature. It was an invitational, not a point earning event. So I'm excited to do something a bit more different in the vibe